بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وشاورهم في الأمر صدق الله العظيم Elders and dear brothers, a beautiful deen of Islam is a complete deen, complete and perfect, most beautiful deen. The deen that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. Every step of our life we have complete guidance. And every day in salah we are making dua for guidance. Ihdina siratan mustaqim. Allah shows the straight path. How to find the straight path? To find the straight path to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the straight path to Jannat. We don't want to go via route, via Jahannam, or via Azab al-Qabr. Although sometimes in dunya the via ticket is cheaper and the direct ticket is more expensive. But for Jannat, we don't want the via tickets. We want the direct tickets. So every step of our life, we want the complete and straight guidance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how to make the correct decision. How to lead my life in conformity to the guidance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. That hidayat. Hidayat is a nur, qadhaf Allah fi qulub al-mu'min. Hidayat is a nur, a light, Allah Ta'ala puts the heart, puts into the heart of a believer by means of which he can see the right, he can see the wrong. He can see the right, he can see the wrong. He can differentiate that in this avenue, in this place, in this matter, in this decision is a pleasure of my Allah. In that decision, in that way, in that tariqah, in that manner is a displeasure of Allah. In this way, this tariqah and the style and the pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a sunnah. This is beloved to Allah. And in that way, is against the sunnah, is not the sunnah, is not beloved to Allah, it will not make me the beloved of Allah either. People might like me. I'll become famous, become a celebrity. As ulama say, ke shohrat niche se aati hai, aur qabooliyat upar se aati hai. Shohrat and fame, to become celebrity, how many subscribes, how many likes, that comes from the makhluk, from the creation, niche se, comes from the bottom. And qabooliyat, acceptance comes from on top from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So for me to make the correct decision in life, many decisions we make in life, we say is for life, decisions of life, for life, live with it. You made a decision of life, for life, now you have to live by it. Whether the pleasure of Allah, and how many of us, my dear brothers, do have the capacity to discern, to ascertain, to differentiate, that this is the right thing in my life. Me, myself and I, can I trust my own self? Can I trust my own decision? Can I trust my own nafs that is lurking within my bosom? Each person can understand and make a decision for himself. That do I trust myself? Thus far in my life, have I done everything right? So in this aspect of my life, what to decide, especially now we're coming to the end of the academic year. Many of our youngsters, young boys, young adults, girls and boys, finishing school, finishing college, coming to the end of their madrasa or their hifz. Oh, our contracts are expiring also, whether professionals, whether teachers, whether in the corporate world. Do I make a move? Which way do I go right now? What do I do with my family? My wife wants to do this, I want to do that. And we have this problem all the time, this and that. Tu, meh. You, me, what do I do now? Which way do I turn? Children are pulling their own way. Workers, employees, each one has their own decisions to make. They are pulling their own ways. Now what do I do? I have a responsibility. I am the father in the home. I am the employer in the business. I am the CEO. I am the student that's finished my matric. Which way do I go in life to make the correct decision of ihdina sirat al-mustaqim? The time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was simple. Whatever taqaza, whatever demand sahaba radiallahu anhum had, they will go to the door of nubuwwat. What they will do, our topic, mashwara, consultation. We say boardroom meeting, I mean, most of the time becomes boring and is bored. Now which way do we go now? Each one is a CEO, each one is a boss. Even the worker is acting like the boss also. We have mashwara, consultation. To ask those that know if I do not know. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Allah has given us guidance already. To get that ultimate guidance, Allah has given us guidance already. فَاسْأَلُوا سَوَالْ كَرُوا پُوچھ لو Ask أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ جَانَنَي وَالُوكُ Those that know إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ اگر تم جانتے نہیں If you don't know, ask those that know. And go to them. What do we say in our terms? Those with big brains, big minds. Those that have had experience. Those that are wise. Those that went through it already, ask them. A simple example. A young boy, 10 years, 11 years old, goes with his mother shopping. His elder brother also there. And now this youngster, as you find commonly, throws a tantrum. Now he's crying, he's wailing, and he wants that car, he wants that plastic big car. Elder brother tells him in his ears, don't cry for that one. The smaller one is better. This one here, you got to push it around. That one there is a remote radio control. Just got to press the controls and the car will move. Younger brother, he's understanding his decision. He tells the younger brother, you're jealous. What do you know? He said, I'm telling you, I went through it already. I cried like you also one time in that trolley. And when I bought it, took it home, after a few days I took out the wheels also, it was finished. I made the wrong decision, believe me. But he doesn't believe him. He thinks he's clever. He wants to make the decision. As he matures slowly, now he's 15, 16. Before that, when he heard the elder brother and friends talking about figures, not the maths figures, other figures, talking about women and girls, which is haram. They're talking, he's listening, what they're talking about. They're talking kilowatts, 0 to 100 in so many seconds. He doesn't understand. It is so boring. Give me something to do. I'll play some marbles. Or give me some phone. I'll play some simple game. They tell him, "Boy, listen carefully. These are big, big things we're talking about." It is boring. When he becomes of age, at one time, when it came to wiping his nose, he'll use his sleeve. How he wore his topi upside down. And now he's become of age, he's matured. Now the father and mother sees him looking in the mirror. Now he's looking for a brush. Now he wants a handkerchief. Now he's very smart. He's matured. Decisions have changed now. When he looks back 5 years ago, he actually laughs at himself also. How did I see it? I thought the joke was funny. But rather, I was the funny one. I thought I was clever and very witty. But I didn't understand that time. I thought I did the right thing. It was the wrong thing. We introspect a bit also 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I thought I was top of my game. I was doing the right thing. Now when I look ahead, I've made a mistake. I should have consulted. I should have made mashwara. I should have asked those that know, that are in the know. Allah Ta'ala has given us this tariqah and this mechanism, this tool, powerful tool of mashwara, which has to be revived once again in the ummah. Alhamdulillah, we go in the path of Allah, in Jamaat, Mashwara is taking place, consultation. But Allah Ta'ala has given us this, that use it for every aspect of your life. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was used all the time. For Sahaba radiallahu anhum was very easy. If they had any problem, they would go to the door of Nubuwat. And they would ask Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. If no wahi had come down, no revelation had come down as yet, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would congregate the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and make mashwara with them, consult them. What do you think about it? The Nabi of Allah making mashwara. He's having consultation. Sit down according to sunnah, read the relevant du'as. And then he will consult with them on different issues. And then wahi is already specified, stipulated before that, your mashwara was correct. Or because of mashwara, because you combine the heart of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this great khair and barakah and goodness will come out of there. Allah will guide you thereafter. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now logically we think the Nabi of Allah has now made parda from this world, he's left this world. What do I do? Who do I make mashwara with? I can't go to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I cannot make mashwara with him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded, and by extension, the entire ummah. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ Battle of Uhud took place. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu was stationed on that mountain pass. Guard the mountain pass. Be careful. Kuffar should not come from behind, from the left flank and kill you all and attack the Muslims. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they misunderstood. They saw at the bottom of the battlefield, as if now the Muslims had won the battle. They're distributing the booty and spoils of war. Ijtihadi ghalati. They exerted their minds, but the decision was incorrect for that moment. Nabi of Allah told them, stick to your positions. The Amir told them, stick to your position, but the battle is over. The Muslims are distributing the loot and the booty right now. So they left their positions. Sahaba ikram were massacred. Some say 50, some say 70. Sahaba radiallahu anhum. From one place, you can imagine Madinatul Munawwara, in one town, one city, 70 janazas are leaving the houses. Like little area like Uhuport, every street is a janazah coming out. What a mistake. We can imagine the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on two fronts he can become upset right now. He went against my command. One is the emotional part of it. The stress that they put him through right now. We lost 70 men in the battlefield. Somebody's wife a widow, somebody's children an orphan. Somebody lost a breadwinner. Mother lost her son. The emotional stress, anxiety that he has to go through right now, the Nabi of Allah is being put through it right now. What do I do right now? What is the anxiety? My son makes a mistake, how I flare up? You cause me stress. I told you, don't take the car, but you don't listen. December is coming, Papa give me the key, give me the key, I can drive. I got my learners. You're putting me to stress and tension right now. Then you get that phone call. Something has happened. I warned him. I told him. Decision wasn't right. He didn't listen. Yes, Abar and whom? Ishtihadi ghalati. They applied their minds incorrectly. The stress, anxiety Nabi of Allah is going through. There's one front, one angle. Then the physical aspect of it. The physical aspect Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through where he himself was injured. Teeth became shaheed. The helmet that he was wearing, the spikes of it went through his cheeks and his teeth became shaheed. He lost his teeth, fell into the ditch. And now the news goes out that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been martyred. Sahaba ikram are helter-skelter. All of this now. Finally after the battle, regroups them. What to do now? What do I tell them? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ O Nabi of Allah, if it was not for the mercy of Allah, you would have not been gentle to them. Mufassirin say, subhanallah, it was a natural disposition of rahmatul lil alameen to have rahmat in his heart. He was mercy, sarapa mercy, rahmat. From head to toe, he was mercy. And through the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we got the entire sharia and deen. To understand every command of Allah that has been given to us is the rahmat of Allah. Every command, every sunnah we have from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Through his rahmat, whether in the silly season of December, to take care of our women and our children, don't take them to avenues where there be ikhtilat and mixing with other men. Don't put them on the streets. Don't expose our children to haram avenues. This is the rahmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through his rahmat we got these commands, but we take it to be like punishment. We can't go anywhere. The wife will feel now, we can't do this. We can't take the children here. It's not a place for us. But Nabi of Allah go there. What has the Fatima go there radiallahu anha? This is the rahmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innate qualities he had within him to be merciful. Then to Allah Ta'ala highlights, O Nabi of Allah, that gentleness and your rahmat also is from the rahmat of Allah. Nurun ala nur, double barakat. Walau kunta fazzan, O my Nabi, if you had to be rough, harsh, ghaliz al qalbi, hard-hearted, these sifat have been highlighted for every one of us in our homes that we don't be like this. That we are linked to lahum, that we are soft and gentle with our family members. With our workers, with our musallis, with our staff, that we are gentle to them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَرْضًا If you had to be harsh, whether in speech, whether in nature. So I don't be harsh also. So I got guidance, I got hidayat. غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ Hard-hearted. Father, sometimes is harsh, don't talk to me, I made a decision already. Just listen. Mashwara. Consult. It's barakat, khair. لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِ Go and obey of Allah, although you are rahmat and mercy and gentle. But if you had to have these opposite qualities within you, of being harsh, hard-hearted, to be rough, لَمْ فَضُّوا sahaba ikram would have run away from you. They run away from you. Their father can understand, if there's no mashura in my home, then the wife will want to run away. Can't talk to him. Can't tell him one word. Children also, mother will tell them, just take cover right now, father is coming home. Can't talk to him. So mood acha nahi. Mood is not right today. Or sometimes the mother, sharp tongue, can't speak to her, can't ask her anything. Mood is not right. Mood. Look at the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will run away from you. فَعَفُوا عَنْهُمْ فَعَفُوا عَنْهُمْ O Nabi of Allah, they made a mistake. You lost 70 men, 50 men. Overlook it, forgive them. Forgive them. فَعَفُوا عَنْهُمْ Forgive them. They made a mistake. Not only forgive them, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ And make istighfar for them also. Ask forgiveness for them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ And consult with them. Make mashwara with them. So we have this great tool, my dear brothers, of mashwara. Right now, at the end of this year, we are coming already into December, what to do next year? We have two weapons Allah Pak has given us. To come to the right conclusion, decision for my life, for my children, for my family. What is the goal, end of the day, the pleasure of Allah? The pleasure, Allah has this time already. What's going to happen? Whether pass, whether fail, whether degree, no degree, whether alim course, hibs class, full time, part time, change his job, go to another city, another town, make hijrat. Allah has this time already. But whether you want to come to the decision correctly, you do that. Some people will say, but I made mashwara. I made istikhara. Two things we have, mashwara, istikhara. What is mashwara? That we go to someone who I trust, who has experience. Who knows this field? Go and ask him. A person who goes to IT, he knows about it. He's going to IT, he knows about it. So ask him. Somebody who has a success story in that field. Success story meaning, he's a doctor, sahab. I want to become a doctor. And you see, he has a success story. That success story meaning, now he made it, he's driving the Porsche. No. Success story, that Porsche is at the masjid, he's going to the namaz first. He's got his kurta, he's got his topi, he's got his beard, alhamdulillah. And he's a doctor also. You may ask him how he did it. Ask him how he did it. How you got your secured your deen and you got also your degree. Or to become engineer also, ask the person, success story. Go make mashwara with him. How did you do it? How you protected your iman? Whether it's business also, ask a businessman. Such a big, roaring business you are running. How come you can break away for salah still? How do you do it? They are commanded, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ Make مَشْوَرَى وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُرَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ سَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُرَى بَيْنَهُمْ Subhanallah. Mufassirin commentators say, Allah Ta'ala says, those that responded to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ They obeyed Allah. They performed, established the salah. They responded to Allah, obeyed Allah. And they perform their salah, وَأَمُّرْهُمْ شُرَى بَيْنَهُمْ And all their matters are decided by mashwara and consultation. أَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ They spend from the wealth Allah has given them the correct avenues. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned mashwara with salah. Like how you perform salah, make mashwara also. Consult, ask those people. Whether my son must do full-time hills next year, do part-time, go and ask the ustaz. If I don't know, who to consult with? Then they say every person should have at least one alim in his life. Have one alim in his life or some pious person who I can revert to. When I ask him, he will guide me. The alim won't know about medicine, he'll tell you, go to this doctor. He won't know about architecture, go to that architect. I know him. He's a musalli in my masjid, go and ask him. Tell him, I sent you. We have contacts. This is my contact. So and so, Maulana said, I must come speak to you. I'm a young man, what do I do? See the barakat and khair we are taught in the different riwayat. The person who makes mashwara, the person who will consult will never regret. He will never regret. And the one that makes istikhara, will never suffer a loss. We have two weapons, my dear brothers. To come to the conclusion, we have many youngsters that are finishing school right now. Or they're finishing madrasa. Ulama emphasize, youngster became baligh age 15. Age 15 to 25, you are making decisions of life for life. What do you say? Live with it. You will see the outcome of this will take possibly 20, 25 years. By 40, 45, the youngster will realize and understand, I made the right move or the wrong move. And at that time, when his strength, intelligence is not as it was when he was 20 and 15, and now he will have to come to the alim. Say, Marana, things didn't work out. Marana, things didn't work out. Give me mashwara now. What I must do? Start a new business? Whether it's my marriage, whether it's my children? Now he'll come for mashwara. You say, make the mashwara now. Consult now with the ulama ikram. What do I do with my children? Which madrasa, which maktab, which school? What must he do? Take a gap year, go 4 months in the path of Allah. What must he do right now? And see, you're doing it the right, Allah's command. Consult, make mashwara. Make mashwara to that Allah put khair and barakat. So we have mashwara, my dear brothers. Have an alim in our life whom we can revert to. He knows sharia, he knows deen. And istikhara. Istikhara, we hear these words always. Istikhara means talabul khair min Allah. To seek goodness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Direct from Allah. I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We heard from ulama ikram what istikhara is about. 2 rakats nafil namaz. Doesn't have to be before you sleep. Can be any time of the day. I got decision to make now. I can't wait for tonight. 2 rakats salah. Upon the musalla, 2 rakats salah. There's a dua for istikhara also. Ya Allah, you know the best. You have full power over everything. Ya Allah, if you know this affair, what I want to attend to and get involved in, Ya Allah, if it's good for me, then Ya Allah, you make it easy for me, and let the outcome be good for my akhirat also. And it's not good for me, oh my Ya Allah, I'm handing it over to you. Oh, for ibn amri ila Allah, I'm handing my affair to Allah. Through istikhara, we're handing the affair over to Allah. Ya Allah, if you know, through your knowledge, all encompassing, that this affair, this matter, this contract, this procedure is not good for me, Ya Allah, then turn it away from me. Turn me away from it. And Ya Allah, with this goodness for me, Ya Allah, you open the way for me. Whether it's marriage, whether it's a job, whether it's between brothers also to keep their hearts together, whether with children too, we call them, let's make mashwara together in the family, what do we do? Allah says, hearts are united. The hearts are united, the goal is common. What is the goal? The pleasure of Allah. Whether the outcome thereafter is adverse, Allah already stipulated, this is going to happen. That marriage might break, but he made istikhara, he made mashwara. Although in dunya it might seem he failed, by Allah he passed. By Allah he passed. Because he did it the right way. So we have these two things, my dear brothers, for us to take it upon our hearts. That now's the time of the year, what do I do with my life? Go to the ulama ikram. Have one alim in your life, or somebody you trust in the family, has a success story. He made his dunya, he made his akhirat. I make my mashwara with him, I make my istikhara with him. And the short istikhara, I don't have time for 2 rakat salah. Short istikhara, Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. Ask ulama ikram, they know this dua. Any time of the day I can make, Ya Allah, I need to sign the contract now. I have to make a decision now in regards to my daughter. The proposal has come. They want the reply right now. What to do with my son? They've got one place left only in the, whether it be in the madrasa or some institution. Do I make a decision? What do I do? And ulama ikram right now, alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, they're all on the WhatsApp. This is one message away. Maulana, what's your mashwara? Voice club, WhatsApp. So easy compared to before. We can consult quickly, what do I do? And make this dua. Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. Oh Allah, choose for me and grant me the best. What am I doing? I'm handing it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to understand, to implement the sunnahs and the commands of Allah ta'ala in our life. And all our decisions, Allah put it upon sirat-i-mustaqeem. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.